I am willing to fail. I'm willing to put myself out there. I'm willing to look stupid. I'm willing to go through this in order for me to learn the lessons that I need to go big.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And as I'm building my new company, Light Pink, which you guys, I would love for you to go get on the wait list over at lightpink.com. And so you can be the first to know. I want to be able to send you some product. I want to be able to celebrate with you. There's going to be so many cool things that we're doing, including ways to win trips and prizes and all the things. So definitely get on that wait list because we are creating some pretty epic programs over there that you can be involved in. With that said, I want to talk to you today all about failing because a lot of people that we are working with right now and that we've worked with in the past, and you know, we've been in so many different groups because we've now done masterminds for quite a few years, 4 or 5 years. And we host a bunch of different groups every year. Two separate groups. We have Fast Foundations Mastermind, which is anyone $500,000 per year and below. So even if you're a new business, and then Chris has his Elite Mastermind, which is anyone $500,000 a year and above who want to scale and be around those high performers, high income earners, and really grow and scale their business. So with that said, we have a pretty good feeling for all of the things that stop people. And I can definitely say that it's pretty much the same list that I deal with all the time. And many people are just afraid of looking stupid, not knowing, failing, putting themselves out there, an idea failing, failing in front of everyone. That's pretty much it, right? Because if someone said to you, hey, if you do this business idea that you're thinking of, you're going to be successful no matter what. Here's the future. Look in the crystal ball. You're successful. You'd start it. So you fear of failure, fear of looking dumb, feel a fear of failing in front of our peers. And I want to make failure something that is so incredibly acceptable and such a part of the journey that it's just something that I don't want you to expect it because I don't want you to necessarily manifest it in different ways, but I do want you to know it's going to be there and it's absolutely a part of the journey. There's no way to win without a failure. And, you know, it's very rare if you look at the history of sporting, these massive sporting events, football teams, you know, in the NFL, as long as it's been around, in soccer, as long as it's been around, it's very rare for a team to ever make it through a season without a loss. And many of those teams say that they win, they learn more from the losses than they do from the seasons where they're winning.
And, you know, if you've had seasons, if you are an NFL team, not that you're a whole NFL team, but for NFL teams, if they are, and this is any team, right? This is companies, this is your, maybe your team that you work with. So if there has been a loss in that season, so let's just use the Packers. It's my husband's favorite team. By default, it has to be my favorite team if I want peace in the house. And, you know, if they've had a losing season, what they do is they go back and they research everything. They research every game and where they failed so that they can know how to support themselves better for next time. So then they draft for a better team in the areas that they were weak in. And if we look at that in our lives or our businesses and we say, okay, let me use this failure as research so that I can now draft, quote unquote, and look for more talent or how I can support myself. Where did I fail myself, right? Where did I fail the team? Where did I not get someone in place there? Where did I make a decision that I should have done this over here? And when you realize that you failed there, when you look at those, look at them with like such grace and pride. And when I look at my failures, I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of myself for how fast I got back up. Wow, I'm so proud of myself that even though it was the wrong decision, I made it, I committed to it, I saw it through, I learned the data, I got the feedback, and I just kept going. Because all I'm doing right now is failing faster than everyone else. And that's why I know I'm winning. So I'm just willing to fail. If you can listen to this podcast right now and fully say out loud, if you're in your car, on your run, wherever the heck you are, maybe you're at a WeWork type of place. I'm willing to fail. I am willing to fail. I'm willing to put myself out there. I'm willing to look stupid. I'm willing to go through this in order for me to learn the lessons that I need to go big, to get the thing, to reach my dreams. What I do know is if you are listening to this, you can't spend one more week not stepping into the woman, the person that you know that you are meant to be. You can't play that game anymore. You know that. That's the small stuff. That's the stuff where you feel like you're in prison. That's the stuff where you just feel like you're trapped. That's the stuff that you literally can't imagine another week of living that same life, not being the person, not being the woman that you came here to be. So in order to be her, you are going to fully accept failure as your most amazing teacher. And remember that is when you're learning. That is how you set yourself up for a successful season. And it's going to be like that. It's going to be seasons and it's going to be years and you're going to be on a winning streak. And then what's going to happen is you're going to need some new lessons to go on another winning streak. So you're going to go on a failing streak. And that's beautiful. That's the process. That's the season. So when I talk to these entrepreneurs and they're stuck and they haven't started yet because they're afraid of failing, it's the moment that you need to realize that failing is going to become a huge piece of the puzzle. And that if you can have grace for yourself and just learn that being an adult is the process of learning how to be your own parent. It's just reparenting yourself for your entire life in a loving way. Because being an asshole to yourself isn't going to get you anywhere except for moving backwards. It's going to make you feel worse. So how can you say, wow, yes, that may not have been a great choice. And I'm so damn proud of you for making a fast decision and just going for it and sticking with it. And when you realize that it was wrong, saying as quickly as you can, well, that's a lesson. How do we get through it? How do I support myself around this? What was the data? What would I do differently next time? Awesome. Moving on, right? Moving on. And for me, sometimes in the beginning, I have to say a prayer around it. Like, God, please help me just see the lesson and let go of all of these other feelings. Let me, you know, this fear, this embarrassment, it's not serving me. And I know that it's actually not the feeling that you want me to be having. And that, you know, if you were walking me through this, it would be nothing but grace and love and pride for the fact that I'm moving through it and learning the lessons and getting back up again. Please just take this burden from me. Take this thought from me. Here's the thought that I want to be thinking. I'm going to replace it with this one. So whatever works for you, whether you believe God, universe, whatever that is, say a prayer, offer it up, let it go, ask for help to move through that feeling of whatever it is you're avoiding, right? You're not wanting to fail because you're avoiding the fear. You're avoiding the failure and the embarrassment. And you can do anything, just maybe not with your own strength, right? just with other people's strengths, with those around you, with an energy bigger than yours, with God's strength. You're going to do it with those things, not on your own. So we feel weak when we're relying on our own strength. That's a beautiful quote that I learned from Gabby Bernstein. It's always stuck with me. If you're feeling weak, if you're feeling fear, if you're feeling like you can't do it, if you're feeling like you don't want to get started, it's because you're thinking you're doing this all by yourself. And you're not. You're doing it with your group. You're finding your tribe and you're doing it with an energy that's higher than you, bigger than you. Universe, God, throw it upon whatever that is and go for it. Like that is the only way I am doing things right now. Trust me, it is not me. I believe that there's something else helping me. I believe that my angels will come. I believe that, you know, angels in the form of humans will, you know, come if I just take the action and put myself out there. That's my belief. That's the only way I'm moving through things. So I hope that this helps you. I would love to hear your biggest takeaway. I want to see you out there doing the thing because I know that you are made for so much more. You know that. If you've tuned into this podcast, it is because there is something so big waiting for you and you're being guided into the exact places that you need to take that big leap. So trust that this is your sign today that you are meant to just go for it and don't rely on your own strength alone. You guys, I'm so obsessed with you. I would love to hear your takeaway. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye.